You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Let's talk about the Orioles, 12 games under 500 for the first time in a long time. Not looking good in a lot of different areas. And the offseason for Mike Elias, not looking great so far. Here to talk about that and more on the Window Nation guest hotline from the Baltimore Sun, Matt Weirich. Matt, what's happening? How are you feeling today?
Not bad, fellas. How y'all doing?
Doing all right. And I know you were writing about it in the paper this morning about the free agent class that Mike Elias has signed. And we know Morton's been an unmitigated disaster. You know, he's not trying to suck. He just has been. But O'Neill was brought in to replace Anthony Santander for all intents and purposes. Were you for or against that move? Because we've talked to a lot of people that cover the team back in, you know, February, March. Well, he's going to be an upgrade defensively, maybe a little bit more reliable offensively, blah, 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 he'll hit lefties. Were you of that mindset then? And where are you right now as we sit here on Preakness weekend?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely like the upside play with O'Neill. When healthy, we've seen what kind of player he's capable of being. I mean, he doesn't even need 140 games to hit 30 home runs. He's certainly capable of doing it, even if he's going to miss some time on the injured list. And, you know, with obviously Heston Kerstad, a guy who the Orioles wanted to get an opportunity this year, being the fourth outfielder when everybody was healthy, it seemed like, you know, maybe giving O'Neill a day off here or there could actually work out because it would give Heston Kerstad a chance to get going. And unfortunately, neither has happened. O'Neill obviously got hurt, had some neck inflammation, and hasn't been good on either side of that IL stint. And Heston Kerstad hasn't run with the opportunity either, which I think has just made this signing and the lack of success from it so far all the more glaring.
Hey, Matt, how we doing? Fun start to the year, obviously. But you know what? I saw your tweet with Brandon Hyde's comments the other day about, you know, is he looking at exit velocities and the analytics? And his comment back was, I look for competitive at-bats. And right now, I think that's been something that's been discussed a while. And you just being around and being there, are you seeing a group that, are you seeing a concerted effort? Because I see guys are trying, but sometimes when you're trying so hard, you end up not succeeding with what you want to do. But I try to explain to people that that is something that they have been focusing on, but the results just haven't been there.
Yeah, I think it's important to know with that quote, you know, is that exit velocity is a result-based statistic. It's mm-hmm. goes into it is what Brandon Hyde is looking for. That's kind of what he was getting at is, you know, are you taking good at bats? Is your approach sound? What does your swing look like? Those kinds of things produce high exit velocities when they're all going right. And sometimes you can luck into high exit velos as well. And you look at a lot of the guys in the lineup right now, and there are some decent players as far as exit velocities go who just aren't producing. So, you know, maybe that is what he was kind of getting at as far as saying, like, we know we're not, you know, hitting the ball well as far as scoring runs. So, you know, it's not just all exit velocity. I do think that there are guys pressing. I mean, that's been a hot button word, you know, for Brandon Hyde and the Orioles really since the start of the second half last year. Obviously, guys have not been happy with the way that the team has been going. And you're seeing some of the guys in the middle of that lineup, particularly young players, maybe trying to put the world on their backs a little bit. And it's certainly shown through in the results. And I think ultimately taken a bit of a toll here on this team.
Yeah. And especially then it takes a toll when it feels like winning is just so hard. Like everything seems like a challenge for the Orioles, especially in the series, right? You know, the doubleheader, they had the lead in both games. And then the lead's gone. And at the end of the game, you're going, dang, we lost another one. You know, what's your sense right there? And I saw Ryan O'Hearn in the comments, you know, frustration's one word, disappointment's another. But are there any other adjectives or thoughts that you're seeing, you know, hands-on there from the Orioles as they try to get out of this skid?
I mean, I feel like it, I don't want to say desperate, but it's getting to that point of just all this frustration boiling up, knowing that there is so much talent in this lineup. I mean, you know, early on, it was easy to point to the rotation and say that was the problem. That was what was preventing this team from winning. But as you said, they've had leads. They've also had games, you know, that have not been all that much of blowouts, and they've just been unable to climb back. I mean, I think this is really coming down to, you know, they came into this year knowing that the rotation wasn't exactly going to be world beaters, but if their lineup could score enough runs, maybe it wouldn't matter as much and they could upgrade at the deadline, get some guys back off the injured list, that kind of thing. And it just hasn't happened. The onus of this team's success has fallen on the lineup, and ultimately that group, inexperienced as it is, but also as talented as it is, has not been able to live up to expectations.
Yeah, I mean, you said yesterday it wasn't a blowout. You know, Sagano still goes 6 1/3, gives up 4 earned runs, and has one inning. And that has been another theme for the Orioles, is one bad inning has been something that's been insurmountable to come back from. I guess if we're looking at, you know, let's end at least my questions on a positive right here. I really like what I'm seeing with Jackson Holliday. I really like that he's getting more opportunities at the top of the order. And through all of this, I think he is learning quite a bit. You know, what are you seeing on the day-to-day with Jackson Holliday? Because I think a lot of fans were a little bit worried. Would he be able to handle the pressure? And yes, they're struggling, which I'll be honest, Matt, I like that Jackson's dealing with the struggles. It seems like he's starting to figure out what it truly means to be a big leaguer for a full 162.
Yeah, I mean, Jackson maybe has faced the most pressure of any of these young players as far as the amount of hype that came with him. I mean, Adley Rutschman obviously was drafted number one overall as well. But Jackson, with being the son of a major leaguer and all the hype that surrounded him being the number one prospect in baseball coming up, I mean, you should have seen the number of cameras that were in Boston in that dugout for his first press conference. It was crazy for a guy that, you know, it still wasn't old enough to drink. So he has dealt with that before, and I think last year it felt like Jackson Holliday was reactive, and this year we're seeing a proactive Jackson Holliday, someone who's able to maybe look ahead, not maybe feeling like, as Brandon Hyde put it, he's in survival mode, and being able to adjust to what pitchers are doing to him, being able to catch up to the velocity, which was the number one thing for him last year, and really having a swing down that I think he's really comfortable with after making a lot of tweaks kind of mid-season last year. So there were a lot of changes, a lot of ups and downs that Holliday had to go through last year on the baseball field that maybe some of these other guys who kind of hit the ground running right when they got to the majors didn't have to experience, and maybe he's better.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Stop for it.
Matt Weirich, Baltimore Sun, joining us here, ripping with Ryan. On this Friday, Bob Haney, Ryan Ripken, Nolan McGraw is on the other side of the glass. Another highly regarded prospect, Kobe Mayo, second ranked in the system behind Samuel Basayo. We've seen a couple of stints here, Matt, at the major league level. Has not gone well for him offensively. Glove-wise at third base, not exactly Emmanuel Rivera, much less Brooks Robinson. Barring injury, what would it take to get Kobe Mayo back up here to the major league level, at least at this stage?
I mean, yeah, barring injury, there aren't a whole lot of paths. I mean, obviously, Jordan Westberg is going to be out for a little bit longer, so if they decide that they want to give him some at-bats, they would have to let go of Emmanuel Rivera. But the way the octopus is hitting right now, I don't think you can justify taking Emmanuel Rivera out of the lineup. He has been one of the few bright spots here over the past couple of weeks. I mean, I think if you wanted to get drastic, really the only path I would see would be to send down Heston Hurstad. You know, they have Ryan O'Hearn and Jorge Mateo, two guys who can play in the outfield. If you wanted to send down Hurstad, who has been struggling, you know, did homer the other day, but, you know, overall the numbers have not been great. Maybe give him a chance to just kind of reset himself in AAA, and you get a chance to see what Kobe Mayo could do. You know, they could also make a tough decision with regards to Mateo, but it remains to be seen if they're willing to do that, given the speed that he offers off the bench and the defensive versatility that he has if any other injuries pop up. So, you know, there's a couple of ways they could go about it if they really wanted to get Kobe Mayo up here. But as they've talked about several times, it's about having the right pathway for him and about having everyday at-bats available. And I'm not sure that happens unless there is a long-term injury in the infield.
Matt, I lied. I'm back one more time.
There we go. To wrap this all up, you mentioned earlier a word, desperate. You know, describing frustration, disappointment, desperation now. I talked to Mike Elias, and in the past I said, you know, we don't see a lot of changes early. You know, usually you get to Memorial Day, and with the wild card expanding, they said, you know, maybe later in June. But for every loss that happens, the room for error gets less and less for the ball club. In your opinion, where do you think the Orioles need to be to say, you know what, we can make a run at this, say, in the next month, or we're going to have to pivot our thought process as we approach the deadline in July?
Yeah, I mean, they've lucked out that the American League East hasn't turned into a one-team race. Everybody has kind of been packed together, absent of the Orioles, of course, outside of that top four. So they aren't really getting buried in the standings. Nonetheless, I was taking a peek yesterday. I do my best not to look at the standings too much this early, but I did look yesterday, and, you know, they're about eight games out of a wild card spot and have five, six teams between them. So I think the big thing is to cut down on that, the number of teams maybe that they were to get to. But also, you know, they have the second worst run differential in baseball at this point. I mean, if you want to, you know, be able to point to this team and say, we're getting bad luck, things are going to turn around, I think that run differential would be a good indicator of whether or not they are actually turning around, even if the wins maybe are slow to follow. If they can start to maybe cut down on some of the blowout losses and play more competitive ball games and put themselves in better positions to win consistently, I think there's a more of a case for it. And obviously they're looking to get healthier here in the next couple of weeks, and maybe, you know, that starts to happen. We see Grayson Rodriguez start working his way back. We start getting maybe some murmurs of updates on Kyle Bradish that offer hope that this rotation can be, you know, a net positive here down the stretch. So there's a lot of factors to it. I don't know if it's a hard and fast thing, but really, I think you just need to see signs of a winning ball club, because there haven't been too many so far.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.